with 91 Seconds on Film. I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. Drillbit Taylor takes a big chunk of Superbad and smaller bits of Bottle Rocket and Napoleon Dynamite and blends them into something mild and forgettable. It's as if these three movies and several others were fed to a machine, call it the Blandinator 3000, that spits out respectable airplane fare. I'm sure co-writer Seth Rogen believes he's stealing from the best. He knows about the similarities to Superbad because he wrote that too. It's surprising that he'd use such a personal and autobiographical movie as a repeatable template. The kids are high school freshmen this time, not seniors, and they're not as foul-mouthed, blame the Blandinator. But otherwise, they're the same. Two dorky best buds, one skinny and sensitive, one chunky and streetwise, flanked by a massively nerdy third wheel. In Drillbit Taylor, their goal is not how to get booze, but how to avoid a vicious and relentless bully. They hire the title character, a homeless guy played by Owen Wilson, for protection. The movie gets a few honest laughs, but mostly it's just vaguely amusing. It occupies a nebulous middle ground between wholesome and raunchy, innocuous and subversive. Rogan, producer Judd Apatow, and director Stephen Brill don't seem to know who their audience is. Tweens and younger teens who can identify with the heroes, or adults who appreciate the R-rated humor of Rogan and Apatow's previous collaborations. Both groups ought to leave Drillbit Taylor thinking they've seen better, and they've seen worse. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.